Today on Gardening in a Minute, citrus in containers. Containers allow gardeners everywhere to enjoy fresh homegrown citrus fruits of all kinds. Follow these simple steps to grow citrus in your backyard. Citrus containers can be plastic, metal, or wood. The material doesn't matter, as long as the container is large enough for the plant and has adequate drainage. A pot that is about 15 inches wide and deep is a good size to start a young tree. Most well-drained potting soils are fine for citrus, although some prefer more acidic soil. Citrus trees grow best in full sun. Water trees only when the top inch or two of the soil is dry to the touch, then water thoroughly. Your tree will require very little pruning, except to remove stray branches or lower limbs. Soon your tree will be a healthy provider.
Celebrating 5 years of bringing you great Florida-friendly gardening tips, Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Extension and WUFT-FM. To learn more, visit gardeninginaminute.com.
Today on Gardening in a Minute, organic gardens. Organic gardening is an increasingly popular pastime. In an organic garden, natural and organic materials are favored over synthetic chemicals and compounds. As with any vegetable or flower garden, an organic garden needs a well-drained spot where it'll get plenty of sunlight. Provide nutrients to your plants by incorporating organic matter, like composted animal manure, into the soil at least 3 weeks before planting, since these materials are slow working. Mixed organic fertilizers can be added right before planting. Water your organic garden in the early morning to help prevent disease and solarize the soil to combat nematodes. Handpick insects or use horticultural oils, insecticidal soaps, or other low-toxicity products to control them.
Celebrating 5 years of bringing you great Florida-friendly gardening tips, Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. To learn more, visit gardeninginaminute.com.
Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing for garden renovation. When you need a new look around your familiar home, garden renovation is just the ticket. First, decide what you want to change. Do you want to enhance or screen a view? Add to the value of your home? Make a play area for your children or entertain guests outdoors. Your landscape can serve many purposes. Before doing anything, have your soil pH tested. How acidic or alkaline it is will influence which plants thrive. Walk around your yard and take note of the conditions in your landscape, like where it's shady and where paved areas are. Decide which plants will remain in the new landscape and which should go. Combine all the information you've gleaned into a site analysis. This drawing will help you plot out where new plantings should go.
Celebrating 5 years of bringing you great Florida-friendly gardening tips, Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Extension and WUFT-FM. To learn more, visit gardeninginaminute.com.
Today on Gardening in a Minute, balcony gardening. If you love gardening but live in a condominium or apartment, here are a few ways to use your balcony for gardening. First, think about how much sun you get. If you have a north-facing balcony, you'll need to choose shade-tolerant plants. If you're blessed with plenty of sun, you can grow herbs, flowers, vegetables, and even dwarf fruit trees. Any type of planter will work, though many balcony gardeners prefer self-watering containers. Don't be afraid to think beyond your floor space and start using the walls. Add a wall bracket to hold a hanging basket or choose a vine that can be trained up a trellis. Or try one of the new vertical garden systems that allow you to grow plants on the wall, almost like a painting.
Celebrating 5 years of bringing you great Florida-friendly gardening tips, Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. To learn more, visit gardeninginaminute.com.
Today on Gardening in a Minute, strawberries. Strawberries are tasty fruits that should be planted in October or early November. The plants are very cold-hardy and become full-sized by spring. Strawberries can be grown throughout the state and can be planted in the ground or grown in containers. Plants perform best in moist, well-drained soils. When choosing strawberries, choose only short-day varieties. These include Camarosa, Chandler, Festival, and Treasure. When you plant them, spread out the roots in a fan shape and leave the crown slightly above the ground and add a layer of mulch. Strawberries can produce berries from January through May. On very cold nights, you'll need to protect the blossoms by covering the plants with fabric covers. As a reward, you'll enjoy these tasty fruits fresh from the garden.
Celebrating 5 years of bringing you great Florida-friendly gardening tips, Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Extension and WUFT-FM. To learn more, visit gardeninginaminute.com.